Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. We're broadcasting and streaming live via iHeartRadio, Spotify, and also the Google Play Music Store. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the super talented Miss Ingrid Chavez. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new single, All the Love in the World, from her upcoming album, Memories of Flying, due out in March. So be on the lookout for that. But speaking of exceptional, my goodness, I can't believe it's been almost close to, 2 years, the last time I had this very talented singer-songwriter on the show from the legendary group Cameo, new single, Naturally, followed by his 2017 release, Lord have mercy, Life to Remember. And I love these lyrics. Baby, unwind, take off your shoes, but hey, let the teddy bear pour you some wine. Lord have mercy. So on behalf of The Zone and the Teddy Bear, it's my pleasure to welcome back to LOTL Radio, Mr. Tommy Jenkins. Brother Jenkins, how are you doing this afternoon?
Teddy Bear, I'm good, my man. I'm great, my brother. How you been, man? How you been?
Man, I can't complain, man. I'm doing fantabulous, man, and it's truly a blessing to have you back on the show and to hear that you had some new, my pleasure, to hear that you have some new music. I said, yeah, we got to get the brother back on the show. I said, because you be doing other things. I said, okay, let's get him back. Let's get
it
back.
Oh, yeah, you know it's always wonderful, man, to be with you, brother. It's always wonderful, always.
Man, the last time I had you on, you had just released Life to Remember. And we were left with that, you know, that slice of cheesecake. And here it is, the second month in 2019. And now we have Naturally. Love the lyrics. Mm. Your voice sounds extraordinary, man. You get better with time, just like a great classic bottle of wine. Lord have mercy, man.
Thank you, Teddy Bear.
My pleasure, man. So tell us about the new single, Naturally.
Well, it was produced by Kyle West and Albert Brown. Some of your listeners may remember a lot of the work they did back in the day in the 90s with Al B. Shore and Tevin Campbell and a lot of people, you know. And I was introduced to Kyle through a friend of a mutual friend, and I was looking for some songs, and, you know, Kyle had this thing, you know, under wraps, and just, I was like, okay, well, let me sit down. I had written the lyrics and messed around with a couple of things and finally settled on something that I thought might be kind of working, because I really wanted it to be personal. You know, I wanted it to have a personal, just straight up message that everybody can dig, you know, they can relate to. So thankfully I was able to put that together and went to the studio out here in San Jose and banged it out and had it all worked up and sent it over to him, and he loved it, and it was off to the races, my man, from there.
You know something, I want to touch back on something you said that I find, excuse me, very enlightening, having one's own voice. And I think a lot of people don't really truly understand, people that are on the outside looking in, that when you're in a group dynamic, it's very challenging to have your own voice because you get input from each member of the group collectively. By being a solo artist, do you have a more, do you feel another, as far as a more compelling level of freedom, musical freedom, to being able to express who you are, your own individuality as an artist and also as a songwriter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've always felt that way from my initial solo record back in 2007, 2008, when I started doing some things independently. And also with my, it actually began when I did my first solo album on Elektra back in 89. I was able to express myself through writing my own stuff and then just being able to have the freedom to do what I really wanted to do in the studio and have the kind of people in there that I wanted, along with Larry and so, and the other people who were producing stuff in there along with me. It was, it started then. And having my own, being able to share my own voice and my own feelings and my own words with others is really a blessing, because it's a personal thing, you know. It, it really comes across as something that if I weren't able to do that, I don't think I'd be able to really get the most out of my career and what I was really put here on earth to do by God, you know. So I'm really blessed to be able to do that.
Now, we're both 21. We've been around the block a few times, and we have seen how the industry has changed dramatically. We have seen a greater influx of more, how should I say, less emphasis as far as being, as far as musicianship and lyrical content. Do you feel being an independent artist now, it gives you a better gateway to remain closer to the listeners and people who have respected you as an artist and as a music, that gives them a more outlet as far as being able to reach them and say, hey, look, I'm still doing me. And they still, you can see the love that you're getting. You're getting so much love and respect for what you're doing. How does that make you feel to people who really, truly appreciate what real musicianship should stand for?
It's absolutely incredible, because Teddy Bear, we all know the state of music today and what the state of R&B in general, and to be able to have, to be an independent artist allows me and other independent artists as well to have the freedom to really go to the wall without the constraints of what radio chooses to play or what record labels choose to deem this is a hit or this is what I'll play or this is, you know, for whatever reason. So being an independent artist and having the ability to express yourself and still have the fans, which is which I will be internally grateful for, not only from the Cameo support, but for my solo efforts, that to me means the world, because it just justifies and signifies what I'm doing is reaching people. And I think at this stage of the game, man, people want to hear something real, something they can relate to. I'm not sure that people nowadays can relate to what's coming out of the R&B world. I really don't. And look, like you said earlier, we're both 21. So we've been around a little bit, and we've been involved, and we've seen the changes come and go. You know what I mean? I'm not dissing the current state of music, because look, I'm not there. You know, I can only do what I do, and hopefully listeners, people who appreciate good R&B music that's crafted well, that has a message or something to say in a real way. I don't think anybody cannot relate to coming home, especially, you know, a woman being able to have a glass of wine, you know, waiting for her, you know, and all that stuff, you know, and getting ready to experience love on a real way, in a real way, with a man. I don't think anybody of an adult age cannot relate to that. So those lyrics came to me, and in a personal kind of situation. So I'm glad to be able to share that. But being an independent artist allows me the freedom to do that without having to worry about whether they're going to play it on the radio or not. You know,
it's so true. You know, I find it I find it interesting that when you put the emphasis on lyrical content, and the lyrics are expressing sensual music, romantic music, communication mm-hmm. with your partner. And mm-hmm. we see a lot of today's music, there's no emphasis on that. There's no emphasis on the romantic side of what R&B used to be. Everything is so painted and filled with such sexually suggestive, just right to the point. Forget the romance, forget the mysterious aspect of what romance should be. It's like they don't want to put that on the radio. But I find it interesting that if you have an artist from the UK that has that happens to be a different color pigmentation than we are, they get mm-hmm. major play on the major radio stations, and they're basically what they're doing. They're singing R&B music. And I wanted to ask you, when you sit back and you see this, how does this make you feel knowing that they're getting so much airplay when you put out a product, an exceptional product, knowing that it can compete better on another level than actually what they're putting out, but not getting the airplay on celestial radio?
Man, that's been a bone of contention for a long time. It really has. And it boggles my mind how artists from not only from another, you know, of another pigmentation, but another country can have more of an impact on radio and R&B than what artists who actually created the genre and who are really the purveyors of R&B from way back. So it really is a, you know, it's a thing, but I'm focused, man. You know what I mean? That kind of thing is something that will never go away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think that's ever going to change. What we can do, though, I think, because that aspect is out of our control as artists. You know, we are subject to the whims of vehicles that have to play our music or have to distribute our music or have to, in that way. What we can do is put out good product. I think good product eventually gets to the masses and gets where it has to go, you know. So the coloration thing and the colorism and the unfairness of music has been going on since the 20s. So there's really nothing we can do about that. I think the onus is on us as black artists and R&B artists to produce and create good songs. That's where it starts. And irrespective of what's played or what seems to be the norm these days, I truly believe, and I've always believed this since I started making music, that good music will get to the top. Good music will be recognized. The people will find it. They will embrace it. If it's something that they, especially if they haven't heard it before, or if, you know, it's almost like you're in a desert and you take a glass of water and you find a lake and you go, oh
right.
My gosh, there's water. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a kind of simplistic analogy, but it's true, because that is the reality. People want, they crave goodness. And when they don't have it, I like to say mediocrity has become the norm. And when something comes along that strays a little bit from that mediocrity, it's almost like you see a sea of black cars and all of a sudden a red one comes along and you go, oh, wow, you know. So that's pretty much where it is, man. We just got to keep pushing.
Without question, I remember my father told me many, many years ago, he said, the easiest thing to accept is a lie. The hardest to digest is the truth. And we mm-hmm. see a lot of that overall in today's society in general. I think as far as music is concerned, they have done a better job as far as hiding the aspect, as far as what's really going on, as far as I go all the way back to when Little Richard was going through his things, where you had other artists that was taking their music, same music, and
mm-hmm.
singing it a different manner.
Yeah.
And it was getting played on nationally
right.
syndicated radio shows. What I see today, where I see someone like Sam Smith, Adele, they're singing R&B ballads, getting
mm-hmm.
national airplay on R&B stations. But then I have an R&B artist that's embedded in this history, in this cultural history of this music, that can't even get airplay on syndicated radio stations. I said, something's
yeah.
wrong. But then if you have a black artist go to England, go to Europe, Australia, they show us the most utmost respect. They show such reverence for us.
Mm-hmm.
You had an opportunity to travel this world. And I wanted you, if you could, explain to the listeners that are tuning in live, what has the experience been for you traveling and touring outside the United States, and it's been just performing here in the States, as far as the listening artists and as far as what they feel or what kind of appreciation they've shown you as far as the respect toward your music?
Teddy Bear, it's kind of strange and odd that black music in general gets more attention from the European artists over the long term, historically. Jazz artists had to go to Paris because they were not respected in their own country. So it started then, and Josephine Baker, everybody, you know, for some reason, I don't understand why we don't embrace our artists on the long term. You know, it's almost like it's always the next thing. It's the next thing. What happens in Europe is, in Japan, even though there's a bit of, you know, racist going on in certain areas at the same time, what happens is they like to they embrace the historical. They keep it going. So it's almost like you can go there. It's like artists go there all the time and tour. We can tour. Black artists can tour in Europe for years on the stuff that they've done in the 80s. Because they embrace that. They don't just throw it away. It's not just what you do now. It's they have a real appreciation for what you've done, and what if it was a hit then, they'll come and see you. That's why it's so easy for us to go and tour in Europe and Asia and places like that, because and then go crazy over the stuff that we did before. I don't understand why it's not like that here, or it's been that way for a long time. I just don't understand why it's not. But I do believe that once again, we have to keep embracing the artists that gave us that love and that what we really loved about them when they came out with the song initially. You know, don't just throw away your R&B heroes. Don't throw them away. Don't just say, okay, well, they're not relevant, which is a term that kind of makes my skin crawl. You know,
yeah.
You're not relevant. Oh, what the hell, man? You know, what is relevancy when it comes to music? If it's good, you know, you're still going to play it at the barbecues. Excuse me, you're going to play it at the, you know, you're going to play it at the house party. You're going to play it. Radio needs to embrace, you know, especially artists like myself who have been in the game for a long time, come out with new material. They need to start playing it. You know, a lot of stations, terrestrial radio stations, have turned to old school, which is another term that I can't stand. But they turned to that. I don't know. It's hard now for an R&B station or R&B hip hop hybrid station to play music to break music from artists like myself. Like, for example, Bruno Mars came out with something kind of this uptown funk kind of thing back in the day, right? I mean, a couple of years ago, and I used to say, if Cameo had came with the same exact joint, they wouldn't play it.
You're right. Absolutely right.
That's the problem. You know, where do these guys get their stuff from? Where do they get it? How do they learn it? Where's their influences? Is the influences are obvious. So why not give those guys who are still making music, not retired and going on and do whatever they do, but are still in the game, viable, creative artists, why don't they get a shot if their music is good? I can understand if the music is not any good, but we hear a lot of crap on the radio these days. For some reason, it does, you know, it gets played. So there's a lot of, you know, there's ageism, there's all kinds of stuff that comes into play. We can talk for days about what a radio, what constitutes a radio playing a certain record. But to your point, in Europe, they seem to appreciate the artistry on a long-term basis and not just, okay, what do you got now? What you got for me? What have you done lately, so to speak? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely. Without question. Now, we were outside. We were speaking and conversing on the porch. And since you opened the front door and said, well, Teddy Bear, come on in. Make yourself at home. Get comfortable. Well, I'm going to take it a step further.
Go ahead.
When I listen to artists like Bruno Mars, and I'm saying, okay, it's obvious, and I'll say it, it's obvious what you're doing. You're stealing from other artists, from The Time, from Cameo, all mm-hmm. the things that were performed by
Gap
the originators.
Gap Band.
Everyone that really, truly understands music, they know that. The industry, the few powerful labels that are still here, they clearly understand that. But they have a vibe toward the quote unquote younger listening artists. They look at them basically mm-hmm. as being unknowledgeable. All they want to hear is a beat. It's not about musicianship.
Yeah.
That's it. So I look at the industry in its totality. They look at the younger artists that are still buying this music or downloading this music as being unknowledgeable, because you can put out a beat, put out some very unscrupulous lyrics, and they say, you know what? They'll buy it. We know the stations will play it. So that's an indictment to the young audience. But when you, like you said before, that term old school, it grates my nerves. I cannot stand that. I cannot, never could. I'm not vibing with that. But when you have these classic artists that can sit up here and go in arenas and sell out arenas, that've done it over a multitude of times, and you give me somebody that's a YouTube sensation, give them a major record deal, and then put them out there and have no musicianship at all, but you put auto-tune behind them, and they're making billions of dollars, not for themselves, because they don't have an understanding on the business aspect of the industry, but the business industry, the music industry out there pimping you for a day.
Right.
You're the flavor of the month. You're the flavor of the month. We see what you're doing. Let's make some money off of you. And then you do that follow-up with that sophomore project. And if it doesn't equal or surpass the first project you did, they'll drop you from the label.
Oh, you're done. You're done. I mean, there's no more. And that all ended a long time ago. I mean, once record labels started getting rid of their A&R departments, they started doing all this other stuff. They started, you know, and as with the advent of the internet, radio, and more less dependence on straight record labels, they started really going crazy, you know. They started really getting crazy. So that's if you don't have that. They should know better, because it's really not about that anymore, man. It's not about that.
Well, like I said, the best thing, I applaud all independent artists, and I tell them all the time, the best place to be is independent.
Bruno Mars, man. I don't blame Bruno, because he's just doing what he's doing. A lot of these artists out here just doing what they're doing because they love it. You could see the love that's coming out of that brother when he plays. You know what I mean? When he performs, him and his band. I appreciate the fact that bands, first of all, and I come from a place of bands, musicians. I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that that was played on the radio. And it became a hit. I can appreciate it. I do not appreciate the fact that if it was Cameo or the Gap Band or Confunction or Lakeside or anybody else that came with a song like that, it would not be played. And that's where I have my big problem. Right there.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Mr. Tommy Jenkins as we are discussing a variety of topics, about music. And, of course, his new hit single, Naturally. But you say, Teddy Bear, we're getting all this therapeutic music. When are we going to have an opportunity to see Tommy perform live? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you, on February the 21st, just around the
corner. No, 23rd. Sorry.
23rd.
I'm sorry, Teddy Bear. 23rd.
Okay. Yeah. February 23rd. Yeah. And that's at the Lounge. That's at 700 Main Street. That's in Suson City, California. The zip code is 94585. And to get all the ticket information, let your fingers do the walk and get you a crayon, a lipstick, ink pen, whatever you need to do. Take down this number. It's at area code 707-434-8712. Now, before we get into this new single, Naturally, I got to ask, man, when can we expect either an EP or an album? Are we going to get something else this year?
Oh, yes. I'm actually compiling that now. I'm getting songs from various places. I've got some things in the pipeline I'm working on. Hopefully by the summertime. Spring, summer. Well, we almost at spring now, but definitely by summertime, I'll have some for everybody for sure. And I want to do a full album this time, so ten tracks. Yeah.
An album. What a beautiful concept, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, albums, right? Do they say that anymore? Albums? They still say it.
Man, everything is a single. A EP, mixtape. I mean, there's no more thrill and there's no more thrill and joy of going to the record stores anymore and spending that money, getting that wax. It's like, wow, I know I'm living in the past, but that's okay. I'm comfortable.
I know. Hell, that's all right. Hey, brother, that's real. That's real.
Oh, my goodness. As that great American poet once said, I'm definitely comfortable in the skin I'm in. Lord have mercy. Let's get into it. With a new hit single from Tommy Jenkins, Naturally, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. TommyJenkins.bandcamp.com. Again, that's at TommyJenkins.bandcamp.com to purchase the new single. And again, remember, family, he'll be at the Lounge. That's on the 23rd. That's at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's at 700 Main Street, Sioux Sun City, California, 94585. And the number, the digits to get all the pertinent information is area code 707-434-8700. 1212. And also make sure that you support and follow Tommy on his Instagram. Yeah, he's on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/RahwayKid. That's RahwayKid. So it is written, so it shall be done. Brother, it is always an honor and privilege to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
I can't
thank you.
Wait
thank
for you.
I also want to say,
yeah.
I'm sorry,
right
I hate
ahead.
To interrupt you, my man, but I also want to let everybody know you can get it on iTunes, too. It's available on iTunes.
Okay.
It's out on Spotify now. It's getting its just due, so to speak, I think. So if you can pick it up at iTunes and leave a little comment if you like, negative or positive. I take it all in. So if you want to pick it up at iTunes, that'd be good. You know,
we don't deal in negativity, man. Negativity, we just
no. But you know, should I say critical? You know,
there
I mean,
you
because
go.
What I do is yeah. I'll say critical.
Man, when are you coming down to Houston to perform, man?
Oh my goodness. I'm hoping to put some things together in the summertime. You know,
okay.
I got a great band. As a matter of fact, at the Sweet Sun City show next this coming weekend, I'm performing with Larry Graham's band with EQ. Eric EQ Young with Rika Function, the bass player. So he's doing the set. I'm doing the set, and we're using the Larry Graham's backing band, and it's going to be ridiculously funky. So,
man,
just
they
so
said,
you know.
All right. He said, well, Teddy Bear, how are we going to get there? He's out in California. How are we going to get there? Hey, planes, trains,
plane,
automobiles.
Yeah.
If you got to take
right.
a camel.
If you're in Europe, take a boat. You know, I don't care.
If you got to take a
if
camel.
You can.
Yeah, get there if you can. Lord have mercy, man. Brother, much continued success. And when the next single is ready, like Grandma's Cookies, even if it's just somewhat warm, send it over here, and we will definitely debut it here first.
My man, it's always a distinct pleasure to be with you every time. My man, I appreciate your support. And always I will be the first. This will be my first stop, like it always
All
is.
Right. All right, my man. Be careful out there and have a fantastic performance, okay?
Thank you. You too, my man. Take
All
care.
All right. God bless. The very talented Tommy Jenkins vibing with us here in the zone. It's time to bring a little quick two and two. Yeah, I got to pay some bills. Beta Goss to be the boss. But while I got you here, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket, let's get lost in some more Tommy Jenkins from his 2017 release. My goodness, Life to Remember. Here, vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I've got stories I ain't ever told, spent millions all around this globe, had women at my beck and calling. Yesterday, that's what they call falling. I did things most men could only dream of. No boasting, just a testament to what I've done. But everything I did in my time is so insignificant till you came into my life.
You're making this a life to remember. Life to remember. For me, this is a life.
This is a life to remember.
I'm saying you make this a life to remember.
With me,
forever making this a life to remember. My love, I surrender.
The rest of my life has begun.
With you.
You are my only recreation. The old crew that I used to run with. Best believe, baby, I'm done with.
Straight home after work, no regrets. I'm good.
If life felt me the same, best laid plans for me.
than anyone I've known. No more reasons for me to roam. This really feels like I'm home. If there's anything you want or need, all you have to do is ask me. Oh, and keep doing what you do. You're every exception to the rule.
I'm saying you make this a life to remember.
Know you're valuable to me. Forever and ever and ever. my knees. Oh, heart in hand, I was accused of being too young, but I'm not so young. Can't you understand that I think like a wasting my time? Back once again. Ooh, just begging you, please, darling.
Just like that.
that makes me laugh and smile and sing to you. When I'm with you, I feel so free. I feel that love is going to take control of me. When I'm with you, it's for real what I feel. When I'm with you, when I'm with you, I wonder why people do stop and stare and smile at us. When I'm with you, the sun shines my way. Maybe our love reflects its rays of light on everyone.
Central Standard Time in the great city of Houston, Texas. Dark, overcast, a little bit of rain, but we're here. No need to fear. The teddy bear always here to keep you comfy and cozy on those cold, cold, lonely nights. Lord, Have mercy again. Very special thank you to my man, Mr. Tommy Jenkins. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, family, the new single, Naturally, is available on iTunes and also on Spotify, but you can also purchase it at his website. That's at tommyjenkins.bandcamp.com. And also, be on the lookout. He will be performing on February the 23rd at The Lounge. That's at 700 Main Street, Sioux Sun City, California, 94585. And the telephone number to get all the pertinent information, 707-434-8712. Lord have mercy. And speaking of talented, won't you join the Teddy Bear tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome Mac Avenue recording artist Connie Hong, as we perfectly have the opportunity to celebrate her new album, Crime Zone. So looking forward to having her on the show. I want everyone to have a fantabulous evening. And for the ones who tuned in late, it's okay. We got you covered in every aspect. You can listen to the interview in its entirety on our apps, on iPhone, actually on iHeartRadio, also on TuneIn, Spotify, you name it, Podbeam. All we have to do is type in those words, LOTL, The Zone, and we got you covered. And to get all of our latest updates, stop by, catch up with the Teddy Bear and the rest of The Zone family on Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone, the same handle for Facebook, and on Twitter, it's Twitter.com/LOTL Radio. And after tomorrow's broadcast, the Teddy Bear has a very, very special announcement. So I want you to be tuning in for that, okay? But until we meet again, same time, same back channel, so to speak. And as it always, keep it soulful when you're vibing with the Teddy Bear in the zone of LOTO.
Thought I knew you well. I didn't know you at all. You took me to the highs, to the highs, to the highs, to let me fall. You were like sunshine, turned to rain. A double shot of ecstasy with a taste of pain. I know that you lied. You ain't treating me right. I just can't quit letting you hit when you call me at night. And even when you say that you can't stay, oh baby, that's okay. I know you gotta move on before you put your shoes on. Come on and get this groove on. Your life, your life. Maybe one day I will wise enough and stop dealing with your games and stuff, but not right now. I suppose I'm just a sucker for love. Catch me out the dark and I get sucker for love. I'm just another ticket, take advantage of
what I see.
I'm in the morning, yeah. You keep me going strong, babe.
Keep me going strong.
love.